The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Well, I don't know if you noticed the titles that I always give these things. I'm kind of nervous sometimes putting titles on them because then sometimes people won't listen to them, or the hope is, wonder what this one's about. And this one, I bet you're thinking, New Year's resolutions, you're late on this one. By the time you hear this, it'll be mid to late January. Aren't resolutions, New Year's resolutions, supposed to be made at the beginning of the year or just before the new year? So you started on January 1? Well, that's usually. And when people make resolutions like that, sometimes I've heard people say, I'm going to resolve to lose so much weight every week or this much by this amount. Some people will make the resolve to exercise daily or five times a week. Or go to bed sooner than they had been because they're always going to midnight and waking up tired and they know they shouldn't do this, but they just, so maybe a resolution will help fix this for me. And some people, well, pack a lunch rather than buy it. That's to save money, of course. And some people say resolution, you know, be nicer to my spouse or my boss or this or that friend. Well, actually, this is why I'm bringing this one up here in mid-January, because by now, most people who made these resolutions already have failed to do them. They look back after 3 weeks and they realize they stopped doing them 2 weeks ago. So should we even do resolutions? I mean, it almost seems silly, doesn't it? Well, what about Christians making a spiritual resolution, resolving to be this way or that? Well, what made me trigger this, what made me think this, and what triggered the thought was, I saw a list by a pastor, who, and I'm just summarizing them very quickly, that I'm going to pray for a church member daily. I'll share my faith once a week. I'll read my Bible devotionally. I'll have an attitude of gratefulness. I'll practice forgiveness. I'll be the chief encourager of my church. I'll exercise and maintain a healthy lifestyle. I'll laugh more. Well, as I read this, I thought, And it hit me. You should be doing these things already, shouldn't you, as a Christian? And you'd think, as a pastor? Well, you know, pastors are humans too. And especially pastors, well, sometimes things get so busy, you forget to pray for people daily. Oh, you do it weekly and all, but daily? Share my faith. Sometimes you're so busy with visiting the same people and thinking about meetings that you aren't paying attention to the people you're with at the grocery store or wherever. Pastors read the Bible devotion. Well, they read it all the time, but do they read it for themselves? That's what the devotional is. They read it for other people, but do they let it hit themselves? Have an attitude of gratefulness. Aren't pastors always supposed to be grateful? Well, sometimes they get beat up because of people complaining about this and that, and it's kind of hard. And that's where this laughter every day can be hard, and the practicing forgiveness. Sure, they tell other people to, but sometimes they have a hard time themselves. You know, what should we do about this? Well, our vicar at our church gave a sermon on Romans chapter 3. This was the Sunday when Jesus was baptized. We celebrated Jesus going to John the Baptizer and asking him to baptize him. And he used Romans chapter 6. I want to read a couple of verses. First, verse 1 and 2. It says in verse 1, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We die to sin. How can we live in it any longer?" See, for Christians, this isn't a yearly thing that we should be thinking about our lives and thinking about changing, how we can improve them. It really is a daily thing. Because, you know, if we're not doing it, if we fail when we look back after 3 weeks and we stopped doing them 2 weeks ago, does that mean we should just toss our hands, well, forget it, I'm just going to be myself? No, not as Christians. Because, again, as it says, should we go on sinning that grace may abound? No! We died to sin. Well, then, that puts us in a quandary. Well, let me go on then with verses 3 and 4. And this is what the vicar mentioned in the sermon. Verse 3, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Verse 4, therefore, we were therefore buried with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Now, no matter how you believe in baptism, whether you believe it's only a splashing of water and we do it, or if, as Roman Catholics and Lutherans, believe that God is active in this and it's something very special going on, it doesn't matter, because the words are the same. Through baptism, we are buried with Christ. And that's why we are spiritually dead to sin, because we died with Jesus on the cross. And then as Jesus was raised from the dead, we too, because we were baptized into his death, we too will rise and have a new, live a new life. And as us as Christians, that starts now. Our bodies are still decaying, still falling apart. Man, I've got some aches and pains. My right knee has been bothering me quite a bit. I think I got a ligament out of place or something. And I've been doing some physical therapy. It's getting better, but it's still a nuisance. And I'm sure you're all the same way. You've got aches and pains in the body. But spiritually, we can be growing more mature. And we can be improving our lives, because that's the Holy Spirit working within you and me, because we died to our sinful nature and now we're living with Jesus. Okay, so now that it's mid-January and all those silly resolutions are done, now let's take a second and think spiritually. How should we renew our lives? What resolution shall we set? Is there some sin that you've been doing that's been haunting you? And this is where the comfort comes in with the baptism thing. We are linked with Jesus in his death. We are linked with Jesus in his resurrection. We are linked with Jesus. He not only forgives our sins, but he comes and strengthens us. We're not alone. Get that? We are not alone. That's why the ministry is called Not Alone. It means that you, as a listener, I'm here, and others are, who are blind and visually impaired, or other disabilities, other Christians, we're here with you. But also, Jesus is always with you, and he'll help you. So if it is to pray for people, tell Jesus and then ask him to help you. If it is to forgive, but you're having a hard time forgiving someone, tell Jesus that. Lord, I want to forgive this person, but I'm having such a struggle. Please forgive my unforgiveness and give me strength to forgive. Maybe it is to be nicer to your spouse or a friend or a neighbor. And if you don't know how, ask the Lord. And maybe it does spill into our regular earthly things, but regardless, these things can be seen as spiritual, because they're seeking to let the old nature die, the new nature come alive. It's already started. It's already started for us, because we believe in Jesus. And when we believe in Jesus, we know that we were buried with him by baptism into his death, so that if he was raised, we too are raised. That's part of why Jesus was baptized, by the way, in case you were wondering. He jumped into the water so he could pull us out. We're drowning people. Help! Glub, glub, glub. Well, he pulled us out of the water dead, but breathed into us new life. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we can come to you with our aches and pains and problems and worries and troubles and sins. Help us this year. Help us this year, not just to be better for better sake, but for your sake, especially so that we might be better tools in your hands. And so that as we forgive, we can be more kind and loving to people, or that person that's hard to forgive. Or Lord, if we know that we really should read your word more, then help us to find ways, provide ways for us to do that. Help us, Lord. Help us, because we are weak. But you are strong. So strong, you defeated death, the devil, and sin. And we thank you that you have pulled us out of the muck and the mire of our own sin and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, help us in this life till we reach that life. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. I'd love to hear from you in any sort of way. If I can be a help to you as a pastor, you know I'm always here. And if you need to talk by phone, shoot me an email saying that. We can share phone numbers and we can talk. You can write me by either responding to the email if you are on the email list and you get this. Just hit reply and it comes directly to me. Or you can write me at dave.andrus, that's A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone, not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.